Erev Pirim, and one has to make a hachuna for Pirim, a bissel da avoida of Pirim, and especially this year. So going to be probably a different Pirim under Corona than all other years. So I'd like to focus perhaps a bit about that as well. Shteit in the Megillah, Esh Yehidi Hoya B'Shishan Habira, Shmoy Mordechai ben Yui ben Shimon Kish Esh Yemini. And Chazal ask, Esh Yehidi? There were many Yidden. Was he from Shevet Yehida? Why is he called Esh Yehidi? So in the Targum, if you look in the Targum on the Pusik, the Targum says, Gava Chasida Imoida Imetzale Kudum Eloiko Al Ame Hava B'Shishan. Shmoy Mordechai. So the Targum is telling us, you know what the meaning of the word Ish Yehidi? An Ish Yehidi is a person who is a chasida, imoida, imetzale, kudem eloiko al ame. A person who davens to the Rabboi Nishloilom al ame. He has in mind Klal Yisrael, thinks about Klal Yisrael. This, says the Targum, this is a translation of the word Yehidi. And in fact, it's interesting, we're all referred to as Yidden. But yet, we look in the Torah, you won't find anywhere that Klal Yisrael is ever called by this name, Yehidim. It's only here we see, La Yehidim Oysu Oira, Ish Yehidi Hoya B'Shishna Bira. And it's interesting, the first time we come across such a description as we are called Yidden, Ish Yehidi Hoya B'Shishna Bira. And Bemus Chazal, this is Chazal's question. Was he from Shev Yehida? The answer is no. But this is the translation of the word, says the Targum, of the word Yehida. The Gemara says in Masechtas Baba Basra, in Daf Kifay and Gimel, Omarav hina minayin leorev shemishtabed. Where do we find such a concept of arvus? A person can become a orev or of kablam for somebody else, and you then step into his shoes, and you have the entire achrayis, the whole ischayvus. You become a urev for loiva, although you never borrowed the money. The malva can now go to you and say, you chayv to pay up. Minayin leurev shemishtabe dechsev. We learn this from Yehida. That Yehida said to Yaakov Avini, Onoichi erveni miyudi tevaksheni. I guarantee I will make sure to bring back Binyamin. This is where we learn from Yehida, that a Yid, Kol Yisrael, Arevim, Zeh, Lozeh, there's such a concept of being an Orev, to be responsible for other Yidin. Ish Yehidi Hoya B'Shishan Habira, Mordechai HaTzadik felt himself responsible, not merely for himself, but for all Yidin. The Gevah Chasida Metzala Kudem Eloiko Al Amei. With this we understand as well the words from Zeresh, that Zeresh said, Emi Zera ha Yehidim, Mordechai ha-shacheloisim, limpoi lefunov le-sicheloi, alafregin, what's the shala? If Mordechai is a Yid, what do you mean if? Havad is a Yid, what's the shala? No, Emi Zera ha Yehidim, if Mordechai ha-tzadik, hitake be-emes, has this midah, the ish Yehidi, he's somebody who's metzala, Al Ame, he mamish has in mind Ali Yidin, then loy sichaloy, you won't be able to overcome him. And this Be'emes, this was the Yesod of the Ness of Pirim. The Sasemes writes a Gevaldi Gevot, so state in the Megillah, Vahi ka omrim eilov yoim yoim, madia ata oive es mitzvah samelech. The people said every day to Mordechai, Madia ata oives mitzvah hamelech. Achashverosh gave out a decree. Everybody has to bow down to Homer. Emodcha lo yichav lo yishtachave. A person can get away with disobeying the king once, twice, three times. Over here, vahi ka omrim eilov yoim yoim. Every single day, he is publicly going along and disobeying what the king has been goyzer, and nothing happens. How could this be that Mordechai Tzadik, even a Tzadik, Abba, every day is nochenes and nochenes? Zug des Hasemes der gewaltige Wort, steht wie chol joim wie joim, Mordechai mishalech lifnei chatsa beis hanushim, lodas es schloim este und maie osebo. Zug des Hasemes über Wadai, ze duwe gudol maoid. Bemeshech shahoye ka'arbo achamisha shunim, from when Esther was taken to Achashverosh's palace, that Mordechai ivachol yoim v'yoim. As it says, a double lushan, it means that he never, ever missed a day. They make a chilek if it was Erev Shabbos, or Motzah Shabbos, Erev Yontif, or Motzah Yontif, Chanukah, Nishpirim, Chanukah, or the Chanukah auch nicht gewesen, Pesach, Sikkah, Shavuos, Yom HaKodesh, they make a chilek. If a whole yom v'yom b'meshach 4 or 5 years, he never missed a day. Why? Because Esther was a yesoima. She's by herself in the Beis HaMalchus. So although there was nothing actually Mordechai could actually do to help her, but he wanted that Esther HaMalchus should feel there's somebody outside who's thinking about her. There's somebody who's caring for her. Somebody's worried about her. Zug des Vasemis. This is the chol yoim v'yoim Mordechai mishalech lifnei chatzar beis hanushim. And that's chis is vayhi ka'omrom eilav yoim yoim atazoichi gevein, that they were not able to do anything to Mordechai. In Medrash Tei Talushen, Oma Kadosh Baruch Hu, ato dorashto shuloim nefesh achas. You didn't forget, you had in mind the shuloim nefesh achas. This one neshuma. You see, if Nalushin the Medrash Rabbah, why was Mordechai chosen? Because he was Doirish Shuloim Nefesh Achas. This is one of the Kadmoinim, a parish on the Megillah. It's called Minchas Erev. Reb Moshe from Amsterdam lived about 300, 400 years ago. Schreibt auch ein gewaltiges Wort. When Mordechai told Esther to go into Achashverosh, so she said, how can I go in? Shloi kados. So she said, everybody has to fast. She sent a message to Mordechai, everybody should fast. And she said, simi ulai, v'gam ani, v'naroisai, utsim came. So zuk this Reb Moshe from Amsterdam. So what was Esther Hamalka thinking? What did she have the kavuna? What did Klal Yisrael have the kavuna in their tarnis when they were fasting? So Pashas, we understand. They wanted that Esther Malka should go in Shaloi Kados Tachashverosh. So she said, Simi Ulai, fast, that I should be Matzliach. So Zuk this Reb Moshe Amsterdam, there were two totally different kavunas here. When Esther HaMalka was going in Shaloi Kados, she could have been killed on the spot. So she said, I want that you, Klal Yisrael Mordechai, with Klal Yisrael, Simi Ulai. I don't want that you should fast thinking about yourselves, that I'm going in to be mevatel the gezeiros homon lahashmin lahar laabis kol ayhidim, and that's what you're davening, that I should be matzliach in the gezeira to be mevatel this gezeira, and you're really thinking about yourself. No, that shouldn't be your kavuna. Tzimi ulai, you just fast thinking about me. Vegam ani v'naroisai utzim kein, and I, when Aroisai, will also do the same type of thing. What do you mean this Utsim came the same? That although she's going in Achashverosh Shaloi Kados and she could be killed on the spot, she's not going to fast thinking about her own immediate sakuna. She's going to go in thinking, davening and being mispalel Utsim Kain, the Amashliach for Klal Yisrael to be mevatel the Gzeis Homon. So though she really wasn't, strictly speaking, included in that gzeir, no one knew she was a yid and she was safe there in Beis HaMalchus, but she went in davening, fasting on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And Mordechai with Klal Yisrael should all daven for her. Ivechein uvoi lifnei hamelech. When the yidim is palbat chaveroi, motin zin, andre yidin, this is again the metzala al amei. Ivechein uvoi lifnei hamelech. Azoyot min akoyich tzegein lifnei kisei hakovoid. We know the Gemara tells us that Amulek, a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Tes, Amulek was the son of Timna. The Gemara tells us Timna bas meluchim ha'hoysa. She was a princess, a daughter of the king of Mitzrayim, boye le igiyire, she wanted to become a giyoris. Bosa eitzel Avraham, she tried by Avraham Avini, didn't work. Tried by Yitzchak, didn't work. Tried by Yaakov, didn't work. Veloy kibliha, they weren't willing to be makabel her. Holcha v'hoisa pilegesh le'elifa, she said, well, I can't come and join Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. She went and became a pilegesh to Lifas. Nothak mina amulek de tsarini le Yisroel. And from that, Timna with Eliphaz came out Amulek, who was Mitzah Klal Yisroel. Freik the Gemura, my tama, why did this happen? De lo yeboye lehi lerachaka. They shouldn't have been merachik Timna. Now this Gemura is very difficult to understand, and the Mephoshim asked this kasha. We know Avraham was Megaya es Hanushim, Surah Megayer es Hanushim. So how could it be that Pink Timna, they didn't want to be Mekabel Timna? It doesn't add up. So Mephoshim, if they weren't Mekabel Timna, Avada, it was for a good reason. They saw that Timna, either she wasn't genuine, or that she didn't have the Hachnoah, which one needed to have to become a Geyoris. So for the right reasons, they refused her. So what was the Tana? Zuk Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, this is what the Gemara says. Deloi iboye lehi lerachaka. They were merachika. Again, what this means, we can't understand. But as I state in the Gemara, they were merachik somehow Timna. Zuk Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, you see that the whole formation of Amulek is the result of the inyan of pirid, of richik. And that's why the avoider of pirim, we understand, is midat mechia samulik, is just the opposite. Lech kenois es kol hayihidim, to come together. Amulik is pirid. Our avoider is an inyan from being together of achdus. Now this year, I was thinking to myself, Corona, Pirim has got actually a shaychus. What shaychus does Pirim have with the Corona? L'chois, two different sigyas, we can zogun. Now the Gemara says in Chilin, in Daf Kif Lametes Umabes, the famous Gemara, Huma mina toira minayin, amino eitz, este mina toira minayin, vonoichi haste aste, and then the Gemara says, Mordechai mina toira minayin. The Chsev, zog the Gemara, ma deroi, one of the Samamunim from the Ketores in Metargamin, and the Targum of Ma Deroi is Mira Dachya. Mira Dachya is like Mordechai. So you see that Mordechai is Merimas in the Torah, here by Parshas Ketores, by the Ma Deroi, this is Mordechai min HaTorah Minayin. Parshas Ketores has a very stark Sheikhus with Magepha, as I'm sure we're all well aware, has been written and publicized many times over the past year. There's Lemushel, the Mabit in his Sefer, Beis Elokim, Shat Philip, Tezayin, when he writes about Bishas HaMagefa, how a person has to be Mechazik himself in Tefillah. So he adds on as well, Oimrim b'chol yoim pitim hakatoiris, boike v'tzorayim, ki mesigel le'inyin hadeva. The Kivin Shakatois Machapa ala om bizman ha magefa, like we learn out that Katoris is Machapa, Bashas the Magefa shit the Torah Aaron took the Katoris. Kamoikain Kriusoi Yoil, it helps as well just to line the Pasha Katoris, Alderach and the Shalma Purim Sufaseini. And as I shab the Tray Amoi in Pashas Korich, Imisrul Yoim Befim Elia Psikim Pashas a Katoris, the Kavuna, Miftuchim Shiatsoi ha magefa. So, Parshas HaKetores has a big shaychus with Corona. And the Makor Mordechai min HaTorah Minayim is written in one of the Samunim of Parshas HaKetores. So it is a shtickle, the Zman is the right Zman to understand Vustaka Likdin Deim Mama Chazal Mordechai min HaTorah Minayim Dechsev Ma Deroi Metagaminen Meire Dachya. The Munas Halevi writes in his Perish in Peg Dalet, Pusik Tezvov, as the Gzeiris Homon came about because the Satgefeilt Achtus and Klal Yisrael, Yeshnoi am echad mefiza im afoyred beinu amim. And therefore the tikkun was leich kenois es kol hayidim. And as I sharp this for semis, ike ha yeshia bepirim nase al yedei hakinis, k'moishin emma leich kenois es kol hayidim. And therefore zook this for semis into Santazach. He says there was such a moedik ariach after the nes pirim, that Susa gebringt as a achtus and mishloach munus ishlera ehi, that says that's why Chazal tell us that the base, second base Hamikdash was destroyed because of sinis chinam. Lechoyre, why? Sinis chinam is only one aveira. One aveira should have the koyach to destroy base Hamikdash if they were keeping all the other mitzvahs. So sinis chinam alone should be a reason to destroy the base Hamikdash. Zug the svas emes azoi. Tikni mishloach munis matuns levyoinim lo'oira havas b'nei Yisroel v'zeh hoye yesod ba yesheni. The next pirim gebrengt azam moedika havas Yisroel, azam moedika achtis in klal Yisroel, and then straight away they went and they built the Beis Hamikdash. So the yesod of the Beis Hamikdash was a havas Yisroel. V'lechei nechav al yedei sinnes chinam ki yesod ba yesheni bekoyach a havas Yisroel. So zuk the Rebbe Rabbi Yonson Eibershitz in Yaz Devash, this is in Chelik Beis, Drish Beis, he asks Taka, what do Chazal mean when they ask Mordechai min HaTorah minayin? And what's the teretz? Ma deroi mira dachya. So zuk the Yaz Devash, we know shteita pusik v'amech kilam tzadikim. That klal Yisrael amech kilam tzadikim. On the other hand, is that really so? Are all Yidin taket tzadikim? So zuk the Rabbi Yonson Eibershitz that a mushel, if a person is buying, let's say, thousands of sheep, you buy thousands of sheep, you're not going to come along and inspect every single individual sheep to say if see if this sheep has got a little mim on its leg, got a little bang over here, there's something wrong with that sheep. I bought thousands of sheep, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of sheep. So a few here, a few there. Nishkevelech, oh, but Baruch Hashem, I'm still happy because I made a good deal. I bought I got a good deal. I'm happy. But if you're just buying a few individual sheep, you'll be boidik every single sheep from cups of feast. And if you find some chisurim with this particular sheep, you'll say, rejected. I don't want it. It's no good. Haman Arusha came to Achashverosh, and he said he wants lahashmid laharin lahabedis kol hayidim. So the Achashverosh, as I state in the Bedrushim, you don't know who you're starting up with. Klal Yisroel. Klal Yisroel, doch the Am Hashem. You're not scared of starting up with the Am Hashem? Said Haman, no, yeshnoi am echad mefizah mefoyred beinu amim. There's no achdus amongst Klal Yisroel. Each yid is for himself. They're mefizah imefoyred. And when you look at each yid for himself, they're mefashidna mimim, fashidna chisroinus. Therefore, I don't have to be worried to start up with them at all. Einam bagida achas. And therefore, Zukta, we're not worried that Boishim is going, because each one, you look at him, nishpasayda. And he came along and he made the gezeira. And Mordechai understood, Mordechai ve Esther, that this is how the gezeira came about. And therefore, the Eitzah was, Leich kenois es kol hayehidim. Lechoyre, fragt Rabbi Yonson Eibershitz, is it correct to gather together all Yehidim? But there were people who went to the Seder, fin Achashverosh, Iboli, Laramis. Lechoyre, Snish Besaidim, Mekim Tzaman, Tzadikim with Rashoim. Zei, Shalas Hagamura, Mordechai Minatoyre Minayin. Minayin Sheusakein, Lechabe, Keshe, Poishim, with Tzadikim Yachad. Where did Mordechai know that's correct to gather together tzaddikim reshuim? Haloi ne'emaz zapusik bischabrachu lerusha puratz Hashem masecho. If you gather with reshuim for kids, the boishim is angry. Al zebu hatshiva kach lechu besumim roi shma deroi imetargaminan mure dachya. That one of the summer moonim we know was chelbana, which chelbana has a reyach ra. But you take that chelbana, which has got a reyach ra, and you put it together with all the other summer moonim, it will come along and it will take away that bad smell. Mize lomdi from the ketoiris, mize lomdi lekar vacherim, afilu Poisha Yisroel, the name is Mordechai B'Katoris. Now we understand the answer of the Gemara that Madaroi Kihi Mekasher Yisroel La'avim Shabashamayim. Finishes off the Yaz Devash, Chem Mordechai B'Tfilusai Utsa Machsheves Homon K'moi K'Toris Sha'otzra Hamagefa. And therefore he's called Madaroi. With the Yaz Devash, we understand the words of the Braisa that we say in Pitta Makatoiris, Tanya Reb Nusson Oymer, Geshoichik Oymer, Hudek Heitev, Heitek Hudek, Mitnei Shahakoin, Yofa Labasumim. Which Pshitoi is difficult to understand. What does this mean? That Koil is somehow Yofa Labasumim. So I once heard years ago a Pshat, Pusha Pshat Mistoma, that, you know, like a rhythm, if you do something to a rhythm, it makes it sometimes easier. So the samamunim had to be done in such a way to grind it properly. So in order to grind it properly, it was done according to a beat. It was done according to a gevissa rhythm. This koil yuf, it made it easier for the koinim to grind the samamunim. He did it together, was done in such a way. Efsha, I don't know. Oba, we find the Chidur writes as follows. Leich kenois es kol ha'yidim. Writes the Chidur in his parish, Nachal Ashkel, on the Megillah, Kenois is begematria koil. Lirmois bezman sha koil kol Yaakov ein hayadayim yedei Esav. When Mordechai Esther said, Leich kenois is kol ayidim, it didn't mean just merely to gather everyone together. It was hotman from just stam everybody being together. Rather, kenois is begematria koil. When Mordechai Koil, Torah Tzivaluni Moshe Moirusha Kehilas Yaakov, and Mekim Tzazaman to learn in Torah, to davening together. This is Taka the Koil, the Leich Kenoisis Kol HaYehidim. And this is what the Yaz Devash is saying, that the Koyach of Mordechai, this was the Koil of Mordechai, this is the Koil which is Mizgaba on the Yedayim, Yedei Esav. And the Sefer, Seda Hayoim, on Lilev, he writes there about the Inyan that we take together all the four Minim, the Arba Minim, the Esrig is Maramas and the Tzadik, and so on, the Aruvas is on the Rusha, and we take them all together. If Ischabram Kilan Ke'echod La Yimso Behem Shim Doifi. And he says, where do we learn this out from? We learn this out from the Katoiris, from the Chelbana, that not only do the other Samamunim take away and cancel out the Reyach Rav, the Chelbano, he adds on Adarabba, Moisefes Reyach Toiv Lesama Munim Ho Achairim. The reason why we have the Chelbano is the Chelbano actually gives in a good smell to the other Samamunim. How could it give a good smell? It's a bad smell. The answer is that once the other Samamunim were Mizgaba over the bad smell of the Chelbano and cancelled it out, what happens is that now somehow the Chelbana goes and gives in, actually improves the sharpness, brings out better the good smell, the geshmaka smell of the other Samamunim. Adarabba, Moisefes Reyach Toiv leSamamunim Hu Achairim. And the Zelbi Yisod state, in the Sefer Degel Machne Ephraim, Einikul from Baal Shem Tov HaKudosh, he writes in Parshas Yisroel in the Pusik Ve'yisem Li Segila about all Yidin being together as a segoil. And he says there the bevista mushal of a note, a null. So you have a one, it's only a one. You put a note, it's a 10. You put two notes, it's 100. Zugde the zel bezach, when you have a yisem li segila, that all yidin are together, be segoil achas, af oysem shem pechisim bemala, even those who are on a low madrega, Mo'ilim lechavreim lehiskadosh begedisha yisaira. It's not like we think normally. You know why we have to have these people who are no good, the Rishon, the Chelbano? Because we have to be makar of them. We have to help them. We have to bring them up. It's true. It's merfendem vida seida yoimzuk. They then will give back. Bechinefim malefshim mitalmida yoisim mekilam. They, through the pechisim, is mo'ilim lechavreim lehiskadosh begedisha yisaira. Lahasig Yosef and Miskulas for Tosefes Meriba. Zug the Mor Veshomesh. Which one of the Samamunim is it which have this koyach to be Misgaba over the Chelbana? Sukta, it's clear as it is the first one, Besomim Roish. The first one, that's the most important one. The Besomim Roish, this is Keneged Mordechai, was the Besomim Roish, the Meir Adachya, that has that koyach to come along and be misgaber over the Chelbana. And this is Taker, this is the Avoida of Yemei Hapirim. We have here, on one hand, we have the Ketoiris, we have the Mordechai HaTzadik, which Merim is in the Ketoiris. And this year, Befrat, like we said, it's not good enough just merely to say the Ketoiris, one has to understand the meaning. The Yesod of this Ketoiris is to be Mechaber together. From Ketoiris we learn out how if we want to be Mevatel Gezeiris Ruas, it only comes along when there's a Bechina of Kenois Kol HaYehidim, Yidin are together Ba'achtas. And that's what we saw from Mordechai HaTzadik, that was his koyach, the ish yehidi hoye b'shishan habira. He was the, what's called the yid. A yid is called somebody who's moidem et salah kudem eloiko al amei. This was the koyach of Mordechai HaYehidi, and that's why we are all called yidin. This is the inyan of arevus, tefila, hischaivus, nachrayus, one yid for the other. So the boishim shall take a helfen, we should all be zoicha, so a freilich apirim, and a gezint apirim, and so take zoicha zan, so zan la yehidim, hoi sa oire, vesimcha, vesusim, vikor, kein tiyeluni, omen kein yerutzim.